I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 52, Funny Halloween. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. Remember the good old days growing up? When Halloween was a fun time in many of our lives, not only just dressing up, wearing all the funny, cool costumes, but one of the most funny memories of mine is when my parents used to eat most of all of my Halloween candy. Now, I know why my parents used to be happy, and it took me, I know why my parents were so happy to take me trick-or-treating, because they wanted to eat all of my Halloween candy for themselves, like they was a kid. Like, for example, one year when my dad took me trick-or-treating, I was like 10 years old, I remember. He was more excited than I was. He was like a big old damn kid. I know some of you listeners can relate to that. You know, your parents taking you trick-or-treating and they check your candy and making sure everything, you know, is cool for y'all to eat once y'all get home. And they wind up eating mostly all of your Halloween candy. That is super funny. And also some of you parents that's tuning in today that have kids that y'all celebrate Halloween as well too. I know y'all probably eat a little Snicker here and there or a little Reese's cup. Because trust me, I used to do the same thing with my kids when they was younger. I used to eat like a Reese's cup or a Snickers, but more a Reese's cup or so, one or two, because that was like one of my favorite. Moving forward, I have a list of 20 funny costumes, and I want to share with each one of you for this year, 2020. The first one I have on the funniest costumes for 2020 is a stimulus check costume. Number two. A stimulus check costume. Give me money, give me money. Number three, the mask costume that someone made from their bathroom sheets. What a clean choice. Very clean. Number four, a roll of toilet paper. Number five, a bottle of water. Number six, a loaf of bread. Can I get a slice of bread? Number seven, a carton of milk. Number eight, a bottle of bleach. Number nine, a big cardboard box saying with an arrow. Let me slow down, everyone. I didn't have a drink. It's not Friday yet. Here I go again talking fast. Let me slow down so y'all can understand what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? All right, now. Number nine, a big cardboard box saying, 2020, hurry up and get the hell up out of here. That's costume number nine. Number 10, a Donald Trump costume saying, let's make America great again. That's a joke. Number 11, a toilet bowl brush. Ew, what a smelly costume that will be. Number 12, a big ass pumpkin face. I know y'all probably cracking up like, she crazy. Come on now, you gotta have some humor. Number 13, a costume sheet that, okay, number 13, a costume sheet that says social distance with an arrow, with a big arrow pointing. Come on now, we gotta distance ourselves. Number 14, a coffee jar costume. Can I get a cup of coffee? Number 15, a Twix candy bar costume. Now, that would be interesting. Number 16, a Sour Patch costume. Number 17, a Now Later costume. I'm taking it back to the old soup candy. Number 18, a Boston Baked Bean costume. Y'all remember that? The Boston Baked Bean candy that used to come in a red box? Y'all probably like, dang, that's from way back. I don't even see that anymore. I wonder, do they even make them anymore? I don't see them. Number 19, a Chico Stick costume. And last but not least, number 20 on my list of funny Halloween costumes for 2020, the Lemonhead costume. OMG, that is so silly and funny. And that's the whole thing I want to do for each one of you. Each positive Thursday that I want to talk to you, I'm going to make y'all laugh and make each one of you feel better. Because I know now we're living through times, rough times, and people got issues that they're facing and just different things. So if I can make someone laugh today, I know I did my part in this world. Moving forward. And that complete my list of the funny costumes for 2020. Now, up next, I want to do the first annual Halloween dance battle. I'm going to have two teams. On the first team, which is going to be Team A, I have Miss Reese Cup. Number two, on the A team, I have Mr. Tissy Roll. And number three, I have Baby Lollipop. So that's the three contestants is going to be on Team A for the first Halloween dance battle. And on Team B, I have the Black Cat. And the second player I have on Team B is the Ghost. And the third player I have on Team B is the Skeleton. Both teams are ready to get this dance battle on. Y'all should see the Black Cat. He got his Kangol hat. He doing a running man and everything. He ready. He letting them know, like, I'm ready for this dance battle. He ready? Yes, he is. Let's get this party started for the first Halloween dance battle. Team A and Team B. For the team that had the best dance moves will win a prize at the end. Let's go. The Skeleton on Team B is killing it. He is doing a Carlton dance. OMG. Baby Lollipop on Team A is killing it too. She's doing a little bit of everything. New school and old school dances. Go ahead, Baby Lollipop. Go ahead. Get on down. Dance with your bad self. Okay, Baby Lollipop. I see you. I have a winner for my first annual Halloween dance battle. And the winner is, drum rolls please, Team A is the winner. So the winner is going to get, for each one of you, I'm going to give y'all a $500 Visa gift card that y'all can use to buy anything y'all want. And Team B, I just want to say thank y'all for being a part of the first Halloween dance battle. I'm not going to let y'all go away empty-handed. I have a big bag of candy for y'all. Here y'all go. Oh my gosh. The Skeleton on Team B is not happy about this. He just stuck his middle finger up at me. What a poor loser. For you listeners that's tuning in today, do you remember any funny Halloween stories y'all had growing up? And also being a parent, do y'all remember buying costumes for your kids that was fun and so silly? What is one of the funniest memories that y'all have of one of the costumes y'all purchased for your kids, or even for yourself, that was super damn funny? Think about that for a second. I know y'all probably had some really funny costumes y'all probably purchased for your kids and even for yourself, because I know, you know, before all this epidemic. So it kind of sound like I'm trying to say an epidural, something that they give us, you know, a pregnant woman when she's in a lot of pain. Sometimes I get my words all mixed up sometimes. I'm getting it, everyone. I'm getting it. So anyway, as I was saying, before all this was going on, you know, with the pandemic, you know, I know that they had Halloween parties for adults too. And I know that for you listeners that's tuning in, I know y'all probably bought a lot of super funny costumes to wear. And for those of you that are very creative, y'all probably got some made or made them yourself. So being that said, I want to go into a quick commercial break. And when I get back from the commercial break, I want to finish up the topic for today, funny Halloween. Boo! OMG, that is so funny, y'all. I know y'all probably cracking up. At least I'm not laughing by myself. This commercial break is brought to you by Zuri Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zuri Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday on Zuri Flower YouTube page. I am back, and it's time for the Halloween funny word game. And what I'm going to do is read out funny word phrases for the word Halloween. So I'm going to start with the letter H, which stands for hey y'all. Letter A, ain't no, wait a minute, hold on. Number A for Halloween, ain't no, I don't know what I put. I be writing so fast. Ain't no. What is that? Okay. L. Let me get alone. L. La, 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 la. I just turned into a Smurf. O. Oh, no. Here we go again. W. Win, win. I'm a big old baby. E. E, 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 e. The next letter, E. E. I feel like I'm taking, like, music lessons. Remember back in school when, like, the music teacher used to say, like, say this word or this letter and go, E. And that's how I feel like how I'm saying the letter E. E. That sounds so funny. Okay, last but not least, the last initial in the word Halloween for the funny word game is N. N. Na 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. That is so funny. Now, wasn't that funny, everyone? Have you ever got into your own zone where you just imagine being in a different place or thinking silly things? Let me tell you this. Just imagine if you was that fly on a wall, which is kind of like an old saying. But anyway, I know you're probably thinking, what the hell is she talking about? It don't make any damn sense or even sound right. But on a serious note, when I talk to each one of you on every Positive Thursday, I enjoy it. And one of the most important things is making each one of you laugh, regardless of if someone having a bad day or whatever, or if I'm acting silly. You know, I think that if you're having a bad day or whatever, and if someone can make you laugh, I think that, you know, it makes you feel better. Like I'm doing now, I feel better that knowing that I can make someone else laugh and also make myself laugh, because I feel better as well too. Because, you know, we're living in the times of heart, you know, a lot of things is going on. And I believe that laughter is one of the best medications, and it's very therapeutic. Yes, it is. Do any of you listeners have any tasty Halloween drinks that you make every year for each Halloween? And if not, I have 10 recipes that I want to share with each one of you from delicious.com holiday recipes for Halloween drinks that you can try to make on your own at home. And the first one I have on the list is called the Booze Scream Celly Shakes. Number 2, the Poison Apple Cocktail. Number 3, Jacko and Gin. Number 4, the Black Magic Margaritas. Number 5, the Delicious Ultimate. Number 6, the Bloody Mary Syringes. Number 7, I have the Color Changing Margaritas. Number 8, the Drunken Peanut Butter Cups. Number 9, the Bourbon Milk Punch. And last but not least, on a list I have for the Halloween drink recipes is apple cider slushies. You can go to delicious.com holiday recipes for Halloween to check out these recipes and these drink recipes, and you can see, you know, for yourself. They look really good. They really do. To get the rest, I already said that about the recipes, where to check them out at. So, moving forward. Now, some of these recipes that I share with each one of you, not only do they look good, it looks like one of them drinks that you had, like you had one of them kind of drinks that'll make you, let me start all over again and be clear on what I'm saying. The recipes that I share with each one of you, they look super good, and it look like they'll make you feel so damn good, you'll be saying, boo, boo, boo. I tell y'all, life don't have to be so difficult. You can loosen up and laugh and drink. And even if you say words that don't even make sense like I do, laugh with yourself and say, okay, that didn't make any sense, did it? I know that y'all can relate, many of you. I have a funny Halloween story I want to share with each one of you that happened about a couple years ago to me. I was talking to this guy I met off the chat line. He described himself to me, tall, nice, a nice fair complexion, 6'1" tall, and he was a manager at a Home Depot. So I met up with him in person a week later. I meet up with him at a coffee shop. He didn't look nothing like what he described. His eyes was cross-eyed. I didn't know if he was looking at me or if he was looking at someone else. He looked just like a cross-eyed, googly-eyed, funny-looking monster. I ran out that coffee shop so fast. I wasn't just running. It felt like I was flying in the air. That's how it felt. So funny, wasn't it? I'll tell you the silly things that can happen in life. And you know what I want to say to y'all and each one of you, right? You know how sometimes, like, I know that everybody have their own definition of Halloween, whether you celebrate it or not. But this is a true statement this is something that I know that many of you can relate to. Every day can sometimes be a funny Halloween, especially when you encounter certain people that, you know, that have these different masks and, you know, different personalities you got to deal with. That's kind of like Halloween, you know what I mean? And then sometimes we have masks on our faces that we sometimes have to put up a front so we can protect ourselves. But sometimes it's okay to take our masks off our face so people can see the real us, the funny us, the special us. And Halloween is like, you know, I know everybody has their own definition, but I wanted to do this podcast, you know, because I wanted to make people laugh even more, like I do every Positive Thursday. And I just want to say this, that life is full of obstacles, changes, different, you know, different books or whatever we're going through. We all, you know, I know this thing about all the things that you have been through that you have came out of. And think about, you know how sometimes, like, when you reflect and you think about different things and then at that moment you thought that it was like, okay, man, that was bad. But then after you got through that situation, you laugh about it and you joke about it. Especially when it comes to relationships, you probably like, damn, I used to date that monster. I used to date that ugly looking, funny looking monster that looked like he from off of the Frankenstein or something. But I want to say this also, you know, I'm just so happy that y'all joined me on this Positive Thursday. Y'all could have been doing anything else and y'all decided to tune in with me and listen to me. And that means so much for me. And for you listeners that have been tuning in with me from day one, I appreciate it. And for you new listeners that's tuning in, I appreciate you listening as well too. And I'm looking forward for you tuning in with me as well too, as here today and also every other Thursday. And I want to say, y'all want to try to have a blessed and safe week. And I'm happy to know that this super funny Positive Thursday, funny Halloween, had make each one of you laugh and inspire each one of you. Share this with someone else that you know that it can inspire and also make laugh and feel better. Because like I said before, laughter is the number one good medicine to make you feel so much better. Share it with someone else's podcast. I would really appreciate that. And subscribe to my YouTube page, Zori Flower YouTube page. I would really appreciate that. And follow me on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Instagram. And on Twitter, because I had got interrupted by my mom. My mom, she just called me, so I had to stop the podcast for a second. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast, some of your funny Halloween stories you want to share. Send me a message on this podcast. I would love to hear y'all stories, because I like to laugh as well too and hear other people's stories. I really do. Y'all stay safe and God bless y'all, and I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. Have a good one.